The Bhaktivedanta players present Vedic Stories for Children, the Yashoda Damodar Leela.
Vrindavan is the home of Lord Krishna, who lived with his parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mayi. All lived peacefully there with Krishna, who was the center of their lives. Once upon a time, Mother Yashoda saw her maidservants were busy with various household duties, as it was the Pavali, the festival of lights. Everyone was extra busy, decorating the house and cooking many sweets, for that is the day that celebrates Lord Rama and Sita Devi's return to Ayodhya.
Since everyone is very busy with Deepavali today, I will personally take charge of churning the butter.
Mother Yashoda was deeply absorbed on the thoughts of Krishna and sang various songs about him. As she was churning the butter, Krishna was hungry and he loved butter. So he immediately went to see his mother.
Come, my dear Krishna, I will feed you.
Yashoda took Krishna on her lap and began feeding him at the same time as she was continuing to churn the butter. She was enjoying the beauty of Krishna, who sat comfortably on her lap. Suddenly, the milk on the fire began to overflow.
Oh no! I must attend to the milk. Krishna, wait here. I will be back soon.
Left in that state by his mother, Krishna became upset as he was still very hungry. He then took a stone and threw it at a butter pot. He took the butter to eat in a secluded place where his mother would not see him. When Mother Yashoda returned to attend to Krishna, she found a broken pot with butter everywhere.
This child Krishna has broken the pot and the butter is everywhere on the floor. He is very clever also. He did not stay here, fearing punishment from me.
She began to look for Krishna everywhere and could not find him. After a long search, she finally found him sitting in a secluded place on an upside-down wooden grinding mortar. He was eating the butter and sharing it with the monkeys with a cheeky smile. But still, he was somewhat fearful looking around in case his mother caught him. Yashoda did not find this amusing at all. Krishna then noticed his mother was watching him and he became fearful, knowing well his mother would be upset. Here is where Krishna gets his famous name, Makan Chor. Krishna then quickly climbed down from the mortar and began to run away in fear of his mother.
This Krishna is too much. I will have to teach him a lesson.
Grabbing a nearby stick, Mother Yashoda began to chase Krishna across the four corners of the courtyard. What an amazing sight to behold. Little Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead and the cause of all causes, running away from his mother in great fear. Krishna was running very fast, and Mother Yashoda could not easily catch him. Although she was very tired, she finally caught up with naughty Krishna, breathing heavily due to exhaustion. She held Krishna in one hand, and with the other hand she carried the stick. She glared at Krishna, who was about to cry, his eyes restless from fear.
My beautiful child is fearful of me. I don't know what will happen to him if I punish him with this stick.
Mother Yashoda, being Krishna's well-wisher, threw the stick away. But she still wanted to teach him a good lesson about his naughty behavior. She decided to bind Krishna to the wooden mortar that Krishna was sitting on before. She found some rope, but it was 2 inches too short. She was surprised, but didn't give up. So, she went to get some more rope and tied it to the end of the first rope. Yet still, she found it was 2 inches too short. Perplexed but determined to carry on, she collected all the ropes she could find in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Lo and behold, the rope was still 2 inches short. What was going on? Mother Yashoda began perspiring because she became so confused. How was it possible?
How can this be happening? I'm bewildered. Even though I have tied all the ropes I can find, it is always 2 inches short.
Krishna appreciated his mother's hard endeavors, so he allowed himself to be bound by her love. Of course, no one can bind Krishna, but only with pure love, as carried by Mother Yashoda, can he be bound. Bhakti conquers all. After binding her son, Mother Yashoda resumed her household duties. Thinking his mother was in the wrong by not feeding him, Krishna decided to create a greater disturbance. He then began to proceed towards 2 twin trees, known as the Arjuna trees, which were in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj's house. Although Krishna could pass through the trees, his wooden grinding mortar got stuck between them. So then Krishna pulled with greater strength. The 2 trees fell, making a loud thundering sound. Out of the broken fallen trees rose 2 great personalities who shone like blazing fire. Who were they? They were the demigods Nalakuvera and Manigriva, who after disrespecting the great sage Narada Muni were cursed to become trees.
My dear Lord Krishna, thank you for freeing us from the trees. You are the supreme personality of Godhead, and by your causeless mercy, we both have been freed from the curse of Narada Muni. We have learned our lesson. We will be more careful to respect great saintly persons like him in the future.
Then Nalakuvera and Manigriva offered prayers, which Krishna accepted. After the demigods circumambulated Krishna, full of gratitude, they returned to the heavens. The loud sound of the trees falling caused the inquisitive inhabitants of Vrindavan to gather around the courtyard. They were astonished to see what had happened and could not understand what caused such strong trees to fall. Mother Yashoda ran to the scene and saw baby Krishna was still bound to the mortar. Nanda Maharaj immediately untied Krishna, and the older gopis took Krishna to safety along with Mother Yashoda. The cowherd men began to discuss the cause of the disturbance. Some boys explained that they saw what happened, that it was Krishna who caused the trees to fall when he was caught between the 2 trees. No one took the boys very seriously. After all, how can a small baby cause 2 huge trees to fall like that? Some senior cowherd men approached Nanda Maharaj and said, "Your son Krishna is a very special boy. Maybe he is a demigod." One said, "Maybe he is Lord Vishnu." Another said, "Even perhaps the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself." Nanda Maharaj just laughed, dismissing their theories as naive and childish.
"My child, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." "Oh dear, it is very funny. Very funny indeed. Krishna's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but a very naughty child who steals butter and gives it to the pesky monkeys. Hence, he is called Makhanchur." "Vishnu, indeed. Oh." "Come on, let's clear this place up." "You make me laugh."
Param Nishtam Amyam Chakyo. Thank you. Namaste.